Aqib Talib joins us now. Dave Logan, good to see you, Aqib.
What's going on?
How you been, man?
I've been good.
Start of camp. You're obviously a vet. You've seen about everything there is to see. So how would you gauge what you've seen in the first few days?
Oh, man, hard work, man. That's what you want to see them first couple of days. You just want to see guys out here giving it they all, man. Communicating, running to the ball, man. Breaking real sweats out here. So that's what we're doing.
That's what we do in training camp. I remember breaking real sweats for sure.
Yes, sir.
I talked to TJ a little bit earlier about Joe Woods, you know, the defensive backfield coach of last year, now being the coordinator. Does it change anything from your perspective? Does it change a relationship? Does it change anything at all with him now, the guy making the calls?
It's great for us, man. We already had great communication with Joe, so now he's calling all the shots on defense, man. Our communication is already there, so he's getting his communication better with the linebackers and the D-line, so I guess they're getting there. But, man, as far as what he brings to the table, man, that energy, that confidence that he brings to the table, man, is unmatched.
Is he more aggressive in your mind?
I mean, he got his own way of calling the game. You know, he let us look at the football a lot more. You know, we had eyes on the quarterback a lot more instead of just playing man every play. You know, so I enjoy it, man. Give you a chance to make some plays, get your hands on the football, man, score some tubs.
Pro Bowl cornerback Aqib Talib, our guest on Orange and Blue 760. I'm Dave Logan. Just before 1 o'clock, I always thought as a player, the coaches that I could sort of gravitate to the most were guys that after a series, you know, you could walk up to and say, listen, as a wide receiver, here's how this guy's playing me. Here's where his leverage point is. Here's what I need. I need to get to that. Do you find that in a game? Because you're a vet, you've seen a lot of things. Will you go to a position coach or a coordinator and say, here's what I think they're doing. Let's get into some of this. I mean, how vocal are you during a game in terms of things that you'd like to see done?
During the game, I think the game, once the game starts, man, we got our game plan. We playing football then. We adjust at halftime or whatever. But
how about game plan?
What I'm saying. Throughout the week, though, me and Chris is very vocal throughout the week on things that we've been seeing on tape and ways that we think we could play this. And Joe pretty good about giving us what we want, you know. So he kind of be on the same page as us. So it's they let the vets definitely help out with the game plan.
Yeah, that's, you know what, that's the way it should be. Last year, you guys in the back end had another superior year. Wasn't the same kind of year in terms of stopping the run. I know that's been a focal point
definitely in
the offseason. And everybody, even guys in the back end, are talking about being better against the run this year.
Yeah, definitely, man. It's all 11 guys, man. It's not just the D-lines, not just the linebackers, man. We've been focusing on all 11 guys. Corners being faster on cracker places and us being better in our run fits, the times we got to fit the C gap and things like that. So it's all of us, man. It's all of us. We just being more aware on our run fits and shooting our gun, and we got a little more movement up front, so it'll let guys run free a little bit. So it's going to be better this year.
All-pro cornerback Aqib Talib, our guest. Last two or three questions. You know, every guy I've talked to, and they've been some young guys, when I say, who are the leaders of your defense? Invariably, they say Von Miller and Aqib Talib. When you first came in the league, think back with Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you have said? I mean, who were the leaders that you kind of gravitated to?
Wow, man, we had Rondae Barber. We had Derek Brooks.
Wow.
Man, we had Kevin Carter, man. I say Cato June was very vocal too, man. We had some real OG vets
right
in that locker room, man. Jermaine Phillips led by example, man. He always ran to the ball, man. Hustled all day, man. So I'll say maybe those five guys was the guys who I was like, these guys is real, the real vets on our defense.
And now that you're a leader and a veteran leader, thinking back on those days, did those guys sort of shape what kind of player you have been? I mean, mentally, did they shape sort of how you approach the game in a leadership capacity?
Definitely, man, and definitely. I find myself doing some of the same things that Derek Brooks did to me in those meeting rooms, man. And I find myself trying to practice the way that Rondae Barber practiced when I was a rookie, just watching him, man. And I find myself now trying to redo the stuff that I seen those guys do when I was a rookie.
That's how it should be, for sure.
Definitely.
Last two things. I got to ask you about, from a defensive perspective, you go against this offense all the time. Somebody told me earlier today there's a big battle at quarterback. They're not sure who's going to be the starting quarterback. what do you see from these two quarterbacks? What do you see as a veteran corner?
They're both gaining confidence, man. They're both getting a good grasp of the system, man. They're making their reads faster than they made them in OTA. So They're working, man. It's a good competition. They're going back and forth. One guy come out and play great. The next day, the other guy come out and play great. So They just got to stack those days, man. And whoever stacked the most days is going to win that job.
I'm not going to ask you the question after I ask you this. I just want a yes or no. In your mind right now, have you come to the conclusion as to who should be the starting quarterback?
Yes.
Okay. Now, my final question, and I thought about this today. I had a guy ask me this today. Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame. They said, is Aqib Talib a Hall of Fame player? And I said, you know, I think based on his numbers, he'd be right there. He'd be in the conversation. It may be an unfair question, but I'm going to ask it anyway to you. Right now, today, do you look at yourself and what you've done in your career? Been to a lot of Pro Bowls, been all pro, done about everything, went Super Bowls, won it. Do you think right now, if your career ended, would you be a Hall of Fame guy?
Nah, not right now. But, I mean, it's I look at the Hall of Fame guys like prime. He played 18 years.
But there aren't many of those dudes.
That's what I mean. I'm just saying, you look at it's only like seven corners in the Hall of Fame, right? It's not many. So I remember I went back and looked. All those guys had a bunch of years. I got 9 years completed. So I feel like if I can get to 12 or 13 and with that full body of work, then I feel like I'll be definitely one.
You know what?
9 years in, man, I still got work to do, man. I still got a chip or two to win, an all pro or two to get, a couple more Pro Bowls, man. I'm trying to get this interception record, man. I got three more interceptions to get the rod up, you know. So my body of work is still stacking, man. So I'm just stacking this work. So it won't be a question when I'm done.
Yeah, it's not a question for me either. I appreciate you coming by, man.
Thanks.
That's Aqib Talib. We're going to be joined right off the top of the show by Justin Simmons, who is, of course, now no longer a rookie, as we talked to him last year. About this time during training camp. How are you, Justin?
Dave, I'm doing
Logan.
Well. How are you doing?
Man.
Good to see you.
So how much different is this camp for you as opposed to what you experienced last year so far?
Yeah, no, it's a lot different. You know, last year coming out, not really knowing what to expect, you know, just not trying to make mistakes, make sure I'm in the right spot. Now this year, you know, it's all about making plays, you know, having the mentality that, you know, only one play away from starting. And so my reps have to be perfect, you know, both physically and mentally. And so that, you know, that's the transition that I'm working through now, and it's been great.
Have you seen sort of your role, as best you can tell, redefined at all this year with Joe Woods now as the coordinator, as opposed to kind of where they had you last year?
Not so much. You know, I feel like, you know, a lot of the defensive schemes and such are about the same, and so that puts my role very similar to last year's role, as far as, you know, coming in on those third downs or you know, whatever else it may be, and then, you know, obviously contribute on special teams as well, and you know, doing whatever we can to help the team.
You know, you look when you are on the sideline, let's just say in the defense, and you're not in the game, between Darian Stewart and TJ Ward, I mean, which one of those two guys do you focus on more? Or you try to watch them both? I mean, where are your eyes in a regular season game when you might not be involved in that particular play?
Yeah, well, it all depends. I mean, typically what I do is I watch my specific position at the free safety on the field. Then we go in the meeting rooms, or when I'm watching film later, you know, I'll go back and I'll make sure that I'm watching, you know, the strong safety position as well, to make sure that, you know, whether I do get thrown into the strong safety position or, you know, whatever it may be, that I know that just as well as I know the free safety spot. So my eyes are just constantly on both of them throughout the day, and then going back and, you know, watching whatever else on film.
How'd you spend the first offseason as an NFL player? Talk to us a little bit about how, from the last game when the Raiders and the Broncos played here in Denver until you guys had the first OTAs, what did Justin Simmons do?
Yeah, so I actually wasn't sure. You know I was expecting to be in the postseason, obviously, like a bunch of these guys. And so a lot of these guys aren't used to that much time off. So I went around and I asked a bunch of guys. I'm like, you know, what are you guys going to be doing? And a bunch of them, you know, rested for the first month and a half. And so I went ahead and did that. You know, saw a bunch of friends and family all around the U.S. and, you know, tried to catch up as much as I could, obviously being busy throughout the season. And then after that, it just got back to you know, to grind time, making sure that you know, I'm in shape. So when we come back to OTAs, you know, it's ready to go. Start transitioning to OTAs and then to the to camp and then preseason, then, you know, regular season and so on.
Justin Simmons is our guest, second year player out of Boston College, 1204 on Orange and Blue 760. I want to ask you now, going into this camp, you know, I remember back as a player when you are presented an opportunity to start, you look at things a little bit differently when you come to camp. It's not that they don't consider you a starter, because in certain packages you're going to be on the field as a starter. Do you look at this camp and opportunities for you any differently than you did last year when, in essence, you were just trying to make the team?
Yeah, no, a lot differently. And that's kind of what I was alluding to earlier, is like, you know, I was coming in as a rookie last year, not knowing what to expect. Obviously, I'm fighting for a spot on the team. You know, being drafted and whatever else really wasn't in my head. It was like, all right, I'm out here, I got to compete, I got to earn my spot.
Right.
Then as the regular season went on, you know, I kind of found my groove into like, okay, this is my role on the team. And now I already know that role, and now it's just maximizing that. And like you said, I'm one play away from, you know, from being a starter. And in some packages, essentially, I am a starter. And so that's the mindset that, you know, TJ, Stu, Aqib, you know, Chris, Roby, those guys have, and that, you know, they're instilling on like myself, Will, and a bunch of the other younger guys. And that's, you know, the mentality that we got to make sure we have week in and week out.
Who's the leader in your room?
It's definitely Aqib and TJ. You know, those guys are definitely, you know, the more vocal leaders. You know, they lead by example as well, and they just do it all for us. You know, they get the excitement going in practice. You know, they're always making the big plays when it counts, and so I'd definitely say those guys.
Last thought, and we appreciate you stopping. Or have you done your lift?
Earlier, yep.
You did
earlier
your
this morning.
Okay, yeah, yep. Okay, good for you. So, last thought, as you enter this camp, what couple of things individually have you, because I know players do this, have you focused on and said, you know what, these couple of things I absolutely want to get better? Or even in the offseason, what was the mindset in terms of individual improvement? And collectively as a defense, what do you think a couple of things that you guys have to get better at this year?
Yeah, I mean, number one is obviously the run defense. You know, everyone likes to blame, you know, the linemen or the linebackers. But, you know, stopping the run is all 11 guys to the football. And so that puts pressure on us just as much as it does the, you know, the linemen and the linebackers. And so
that involves safety.
Exactly. That's goal number one. That's been focus number one throughout these throughout camp, and even through OTAs when we were working on it, is, you know, making sure I know my run fits, making sure we know where we're supposed to be, leveraging the ball the right way, making sure that we're getting to the football. You know, that's just been the number one goal throughout camp and you know, earlier in OTAs. So.
How about individually? Do you have a couple things you knew you wanted to work on?
Yeah, no, and that for individually as well, that was number one for
tackling.
Me. Yep, making sure that, you know, I continue to show strong tackling, that I can play in the box, you know, get linemen off of me or fullbacks or tight ends or, you know, whatever it may be, to make sure that, you know, when you're down the box, you get to the ball, and keep improving on that.
Man, I appreciate you coming by.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Lorenzo, I got to ask you real quick.
All right,
I'm sorry.
No,
you want to go?
No,
I'm,
you.
Dude, I'm so – no, I'm
you.
Not going to lie to you. I'm so tired right now. It's not even funny. It's been a hard camp for me, Lorenzo. I'm tell you, sitting here talking for 5 hours, it's been tough. We just saw Matt Paradis go about, I think it was a 4.4 40 to get into the tunnel so he could avoid talking to Tyler and I. Have you ever seen him run that fast on the field?
Matt is he's a baller. Also, I don't put it past him getting in the locker room at a 4.4.
Yeah. Yeah, see, Doss is my guy, though. He came right on over. He sat on down. Hey, talk to us about camp so far. You know, today was your first day back from an off day, which, generally speaking, I've never been part of a camp where a coach was happy with the day back from the off day. What was the message to the team then in practice today? How did Vance feel?
The message was just keep going. Just get going. Start early, start fast, and just give him a reason to enjoy this practice after the day off. And I think we did it.
Nice.
How have you felt about camp so far? You know how it goes in the media. We're all focused on the quarterback sessions, and you were one of the guys that caused some of the quarterback criticism to come up because you got a pick during camp. But how's it going for the defense right now?
It's going good. Everybody's in a great position. If not, we watch film and we correct it for the next day. And the message is just make the play on the ball. If the ball in the air, it's our play to make, and just keep grinding.
You're a week into this thing. You're starting to get a feel for Joe Woods and how he's going to call things. I think the overwhelming assumption is that he's going to call it very similarly to previous years with Wade. What have you seen so far, and are you noticing anything different? I noticed the big boys up front are much larger, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, will that affect the style of play, maybe more traditional style 3-4 where they're trying to keep their guys off the linebackers? What have you noticed is different?
It's pretty much the same as
Wade Phillips' defense. It just Jawuz have his touch on it. He kind of do it his way with the help of Vance Joseph, too. And we can push up front, so it helps. The secondary is the same. The calls are pretty much the same, and we just got to make plays, get tough up front, and just stop the run.
What are your goals for the year right now? I mean, look, this is a tough secondary to crack. When you've got four great starters in there like you do, and then you got the guy Bradley Roby that you're battling with, you already got some great backups there with Justin Simmons and with Will Parks. I mean, what do you guys talk about? What are your goals to for the season when you know – now, look, I know you're a play away from being a starter, but assuming everybody stays healthy, man, that's a tough four to crack.
Yeah, I'm just doing my job. I don't really worry about all that. Whenever I'm out there, I just try to make the plays I can make. Just getting the right, just being the right technique. Just try to get my hands on the ball as much as I can, and just watch from those guys, because it's an honor playing with Akeeb and Chris and all of them, and TJ and D Stu. I mean, and I'm just watching from them, learning how to practice better, and learning how to just, like I say, get my hands on the rock.
Do you buy a little confidence, though, when they let a guy like Kayvon Webster go? I mean, Kayvon was a good player, you know, a guy that probably would have been a starter much sooner if he wasn't in this secondary. But your presence has got to be one of the reasons why they're okay letting him go. Do you take that as a confidence builder?
Definitely, definitely. And when Kayvon was here, he was a great special team player. Even the Super Bowl run, the year after that, he was still excellent at special teams. And that's one thing I took from it. And I will always talk to Kayvon. We still shoot each other texts and stuff. And I'm just trying to just build on it, just build from watching him on special teams and just playing my role, because that's what I have to do. Just play my role for the team so we get back to the Super Bowl.
I'm not sure if you saw it. Am I hot here? There we go.
You are now.
I'm not sure if you saw it or not, but you got a great compliment from your defensive coordinator. He called you basically a four-leaf clover. Like, you're just always around. You're around the ball. Somehow, some way, you end up where you're supposed to be. Your style of play is a little bit different than Akeeb, Roby. You guys all have unique skill sets. How do you play out there? You know, how do you end up where you do? Are you a physical guy? Are you kind of a route sitter? How would you describe your play and how you end up around the ball all the time?
My style is I'm working to become a complete cornerback and complete football player. And so I just love making plays on the ball right now. And this defense, though, I have to tackle, and that's one thing I like doing. But pretty much, I just love getting that rock, getting the turnover, putting our offense back on the field, and that's what makes me happy.
All right, well, did you enjoy the ice cream?
Definitely.
We got ice cream for you. We got to bribe you to come over here. But anyway, we do appreciate you stopping by.
Thanks.
Hey,
good
man,
seeing you, Tom.
Stay healthy. More
hey,
than
Andy.
Anything.
It's good to see him.
Yeah, it's good to see you too. Right? We'll talk to you a little bit later on.
Thank you.
That's Lorenzo Doss. We appreciate him stopping by. There it is.
Baby.
There it is. He's got
arrived.
The big grin on his face.
He's arrived. My guy. So, you know, when I knew Matt, he was just a little guy trying to make his way. His hair was into this nasty fro. He had these little curly. He was this curly ginger. He didn't care about anything. You know, nowadays he's showing up to training camp with a faux hawk going on. I mean, one good year and you get a faux hawk.
Let's talk about the real issue of what are you weighing now? I mean, could you put on the pads right now?
Well, I just had some ice cream. So,
does that fit your diet?
No, I mean, it doesn't. Yeah.
Have you gone vegan yet? Or
no, not quite vegan. I went the opposite route. I went with the all meat and
okay.
no carbs.
I respect
route.
That.
Yeah.
I respect
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Seriously, honest question, and I expect an honest answer. Have you ever run faster than you did to get through this tent? I mean, I've never seen you. I haven't seen you hunt down a linebacker like that.
Yeah, I mean, I tried to bypass all the
yes,
the
us,
questions and,
us.
And PR department, who is outstanding, covertly told me you can either come back out and do some interviews or we'll put you on the podium later. So here I am.
Hey, talk to me. What's he showing you over there?
Oh, it's just an ugly guy.
Yeah, go Bengals, baby. Yeah, at least they got the right colors, black and gold.
Do you have any donors from the NFL offering you any money for that school?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Matt, how are the hips doing, man? You're starting to slowly get worked back into everything, and I know they're still managing your reps, but how are the hips feeling?
Yeah, we're moving slow into it. They're feeling great, though. I'm feeling fast, mobile, not in pain. So It's very exciting.
Good.
How's it going with the guys around you? Because it looks like, you know, you've got Alan Barber all of a sudden in the mix.
Yeah.
And good vet, as Tyler was telling me, played with him in Seattle. Seems like a good guy. You've got Max Garcia, who you're very familiar with. Then there's the big free agent pickup, Ron Leary. I mean, how's this all coming together? Is it weird having? Is it tough at all? Billy Turner's been next to you a lot.
Yeah.
Is it tough at all having guys rotate around you so much?
Hey, man, we've dealt with a lot of rotations for the last couple of years. I just kind of go with the flow. And, I mean, I'm working myself back in, too, so – I'm focused on really getting myself back in shape and taking all the reps again. So, but like you said, I've played with all those guys in, at least in spring, except Alan. But I think we operate well together. Everyone has been, it's been very fluid. A lot of rotation, but I think everyone's working hard and improving and playing well.
Matt, I've been pretty impressed by Garrett Bowles so far from what I've seen. Obviously, incredibly athletic guy. His power seems phenomenal. You know, but one thing that's impressed me as much as anything is the way that he appears to be, and I'm sitting here watching the interactions, but he appears to interact with vets as well as anybody I've ever seen for a rookie. Do you feel that way? Is that an age thing? Is that a maturity thing? I mean, just talk to you about the way he approaches the game,
yeah.
Approaches his relationship with you guys.
Oh, I'm not sure what what sparks it for him, but, I mean, I agree that I don't know if I've ever seen a rookie more willing to learn from all the different vets. And I mean, he talks to every vet trying to pick up new things, and it's impressive. And like you said, I don't know what that is. Maybe he's a little bit older. Maybe I don't know what it comes from. But
I mean, you weren't like that. You wouldn't listen to anything
I kept my mouth shut. I wasn't a rookie, though.
We've heard about this attitude shift that they'd like on the O-line. Are you sensing it there? Or do you take offense to that when you hear that we need them to be more bullies up front? Or do you take all that?
I don't take offense to it. I think as a group, we do have a little bit of an attitude shift. And the thing about the O-line is, like, you have to have that for every player. And it's hard if you're one player to bring that attitude to everybody. So the guys they brought in and the group we've got, great attitude. Guys are wanting to work hard. Guys are wanting to assert their dominance on the field and kind of control the tempo. So I'm excited about it.
All right, I got to ask you about the quarterbacks. It's been you know, I got to do
it. You're the one that did it.
Yeah, another up and down day for the guys. It appears that they each have had some turnovers. They've each had some incredible throws today. I saw both of them have unbelievable throws. What's it like as a player at this point in time when you've got another week before your first game, the second week's a big week as far as figuring out your crew, but you still don't know who the QB is? At what point in time as a player are you like, all right, we got to start to figure this out?
That's a really hard question. For me, I'm all about the games, and that's, to me, is when we start to figure out who the quarterbacks are.
Yep.
So, I mean, practice is great, and we're going against, you know, the best defense in the country. And there's going to be some mistakes, but those guys are working their tails off. They're all studying. They're doing the extra stuff. I've been impressed with both of them. They have their ups and downs, but we'll get that figured out and be set by the time week one comes around. I'm not going to give you a timeline because that's a coach and quarterback issue. I just do my job.
One day I'll trap you.
All right. Hey, man, here's the thing. We got to handle some serious business, and I'm just going to delve in because I feel like Tyler gave me the authority to bring this up for you since he already asked the tough question. Those are Romy's glasses, but no, wait, she's wearing hers. Never mind. What is going on? According to Tyler, we're having some infractions out there. And one in particular,
this is important. I forgot about this.
One in particular, a certain half shirt being worn by a backup to
what
a guy
going on
in
out
your
here?
Position. Yeah. And what I'm being told is that's something called a sexy fine.
I'm putting this on you.
Which I've never been subject to.
I've told the
to.
World that the only reason Connor McGovern is wearing a half shirt out there is because Matt Paradis is not being a leader. I said he is not holding him accountable enough.
First off, it's egregious. You're right. I need to be better.
Yeah,
that's my fault.
Come on. What is happening?
Second of all, as we're going through individual today, Dylan Day, I'm catching for Dylan Day, and I see that he's cut the bottom of his shirt.
I saw that.
And it rides up to show the bottom half of his back tattoo.
You know,
we gotta take care of this.
I know. I mean, listen, this is poor leadership.
It's my fault.
Everybody's asking me who's going to step up on offense, who's going to be the leader. Well, I'll tell you one thing. It's not going to be Matt Paradis if he can't control that crop top.
I accept full responsibility. That's my fault.
Matt, we won't keep you, man. All right. I appreciate your time.
Yep.
Always fun having you on.
Steve, we said we wanted to talk safety, so we invited Will Parks to come by, second-year safety, and then a guy who had a really good day, I thought, especially in the run period, Juwan Thompson.
He's had several good days.
Yeah, lots of good days, but one today stood out. So, Will, good to see you.
Appreciate you.
Juwan, good to see you.
What's going on?
I guess I'll ask both of you, and Will, you can start first. How you guys feeling now? You got the day off yesterday. How you feeling overall, though, through six practices?
I feel pretty good, pretty dominant through six practices. Yesterday, I kind of used it as far as a recovery day. I recovered all day. Took a nap in between, watched a little bit of film, like an hour worth of film. But I definitely feel pretty confident, pretty great thus far, pretty up to speed.
Juwan, how you feeling?
Feeling good coming out today. I mean, like you said, we had a good off day yesterday. I feel like everyone came back and bounced back today and showed Coach that we can appreciate an off day and come out and compete.
Hell yeah.
What do you guys see as keys to success for this year? I mean, I'm sure over the summertime you guys had time to look back and think and look at what you guys did individually. What area would you say you guys feel like you need to improve in order to get to where you want to be?
We were just talking offensive information, learning different schemes, learning how people going to start to attack us. Being a year in and having that many reps last year on the field kind of helped me coming into this year as far as understanding the defense, understanding the scheme that Joe Woods wants and how he wants it done, and then going out there and executing it. So that was pretty big for me as far as just, you know, learning how a team's going to attack us now or how they're going to attack me, you know, what they think my strengths are, and then using it against them.
Okay. Yeah, what about you, Juwan?
This being my fourth year, I mean, this is a new offense. I mean, we transitioned from Kubiak's offense. Now we're back into that, to what I had my rookie year with Peyton. So, I mean, it's a lot of communication and understanding more and more blitzes as they come and just being able to transition from run and pass, and just for the both of us being able to do a lot more, especially special teams-wise.
Yeah, do you have a favorite offense? I mean, how does this – I want to put you in that position.
Why not? Come on. I mean, hopefully he says this one.
How does this compare to the previous offense that you were running just last year?
I feel like it complements run and pass. I mean, you could play off both of them. I feel like the last 2 years with Kubiak's, it was very run dominant, and the pass just wasn't clicking for us. I feel like in this offense, I mean, we're able to kill with both threats, run and pass, and then we get that play action going, get the ball going deep.
Yeah.
Juwan Thompson, Broncos running back, Will Parks, Broncos safety, our guest. And, you know, I've talked to Steve a lot about the safety position. You guys go against each other a fair amount, especially when Juwan, you've got the ball in your hands, and Will, you guys are out there obviously trying to stop him from either catching the ball or picking up any positive yards. How competitive is that in this day and age of the NFL? Because Steve looks at these practices thinking y'all are basically doing OTAs with pads on from where he was. But, I mean, how much do you want to let each other know that you're there to make a play without obviously intent to harm?
I think that's pretty good. Me and Steve were just talking about before we got on. I mean, just, you know, creating habits as far as, you know, being there and having a tackle and, you know, me and my proper fit. So if I'm coming down and Juwan, for instance, has the ball, and I know that I have to make him go one way, then I have to learn how to, you know, create that angle before he gets his feet rolling, because if you get his feet rolling, then, you know, I make it harder on me to make a tackle, because then he has a two-way go and things like that. So, I mean, these practices are pretty essential as far as to us and our run fits.
I know we both have competition on both sides of the ball, but at the end of the day, we have to play smart and technique sound. So, I mean, I'm coming through the hole. I know I still have to have my pads low, be at the right level, but I'm not trying to cause harm to Will. So we see each other. We're going to thud up hard enough to where we get that feel, because the game is played in pads, and then we move on to the next play and keep competing day in and day out, not trying to harm anyone, but play smart. And then when it comes Sunday or against another opponent, then that's when we let it loose.
We're on the same team, so we can't go too crazy, but we just have to know how to practice, how to be a pro, and that's how pros practice.
Yep.
So when you're running the ball, what percentage would you say you're going to full speed? Would you say you're going 90, 95, 85? You know, not when they're not bringing you to the ground. You know they're not going to tackle you to the ground, but knowing that you could cook it, thud it up at any time.
Yeah, I'm going full speed, and then I see him right there. I'm trying to get pads on pads, but I'm not trying to ram him through the ground or run through him like I would as an opponent. But it's close to 100% as I can get it. But they're smart enough to tag off or thud us from the side to where we feel a bump.
Yeah.
And then we can get in a position to recover and still keep moving ahead.
Yeah, and I think that's helpful for the game, too. Guys don't beat each other up in practice.
Yeah.
You still be fresh for the games.
Oh, yeah.
Juwan Thompson, Will Parks, our guest, Steve Atwater, Brandon Cristall hanging out with you on the Broncos Blitz 1-3. We'll let you guys go here in just a little bit. I guess, Juwan, I want to ask you, they bring in Stephen Ridley with the news of Devontae Booker going down. Do you allow yourself, because we spend most of our time talking quarterbacks, it's just sort of the nature of what we do with the quarterback competition in front of us. Do you allow yourself to kind of keep score as far as, oh, so-and-so had a good day, I'm glad I had a good day? Do you do any of that, or we just let it all, let the chips fall where they may at the end of camp, and then that'll sort itself out?
Yeah, it's all going to sort itself out. I mean, I can only worry about myself. When it's time for me to go in, it's only one back in at a time. So let me worry about what I can do. Make sure I have nothing but correction, like everything is corrected. I have less mental errors, and then everything else will sort itself out. Because at the end of the day, I can only worry about myself. I can't worry about another player or what he's doing. Yeah, if he has some mistakes, okay, let me correct the mistakes that he made so I know I won't make those same mistakes. But at the end of the day, it's about me, and we're going to see where the chips fall at the end of the day. But I can't worry about another guy.
Do you find yourself, when a guy makes a good play, we've seen D'Angelo Henderson, young kid, obviously coming in, make a couple plays, do you at least acknowledge, hey, good little play there, good job by Ridley, showing a little wiggle or whatever?
Oh, yeah, I feel like we all support each other at the end of the day. I mean, we look out for one another. We'll teach each other some things. We compliment each other. But it's only one guy out there, so you can't be mad at him for making the play. It's not too bad, so it's just him. He made a good play. Hey, good job. And then when I get in, let me make a good play or correct what I did wrong.
All right, and then the final question that I have, I'll let you chime in, but it's really for you, Will. What is it? What will it take? Because it sounds like you guys, you, Justin Simmons, and I guess Lorenzo Doss, anybody else, are being dubbed as the baby no-fly zone. I like calling you junior members. When do you graduate? When do you graduate to full-fledged members of the no-fly zone? Juwan, do you consider Will and Justin and Doss full members yet, or do you think they're still kind of junior members of the no-fly zone? So I'll ask you, Juwan, first, and then, Will, you tell me when you think you qualify or if you're already in. So do you think they're members?
They're not there yet.
Not there yet, okay.
But they're heading in the right direction. I mean, I feel like they got to have some more time and see a lot of more different opponents to really get that feel of what it is to cover from a DT to a manual on a week in, a week out, getting the feel for from the best receiver to maybe not the best, but just being able to cover any given time, any weekend, and be able to be hands down perfect every weekend. And they're heading in the right direction. I mean, they have good guys that's showing them the right way.
How long until, or do you already consider yourself a full-fledged member, or they won't let you?
Nah, we baby no fly. I mean, the guys, you know, they call us no fly. We know we're part of that. But like he said, we still developing. So that's why we call ourselves the baby no fly, because, you know, we still learning the game. You know, those guys are full-on all pros, and, you know, they done covered the best receiver and best tight ends throughout the league. You know, TJ done hit the biggest guy, put him on his backside. You know, Stu done did the same thing day in and day out. I mean, on a consistent basis, and once we develop that urge for consistency on a weekly basis, then, you know, that's when, you know, I feel as though we can get up there. But right now, we graduated.
Yeah, I want to ask one last question. Knowing that both TJ and Darren Stewart, great players, you back both of those guys up. How do you keep it going, knowing that, hey, unless those guys get hurt, I may not get into the game? How do you keep that stay motivated to come out and work hard every single day?
I mean, when I was growing up, I mean, my dad always told me one thing, that was to leave no doubt. And as simple as that. And that was to go out there, you know, regardless if it was playing football, basketball, track, to go out there and let it be known that you're the hardest worker and that you're the best player out there. And on a daily basis, that's what I strive to be, and that's all I can be at the end of the day, is to go out there and push that guy in front of me to do his job, because in one play, if he goes down, I have to go out there, and it can't be a beat missing. So I have to make sure that I'm on point, and I'm sure Justin can say the same thing as far as going out there and playing like we starters. I mean, we going out there with the twos, and that's our group, you know. So we got to make sure from the front seven back to our two corners, make sure everybody's on one track, and it will be fine.